Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue.
Big boy.
Bitch. Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I stand to the top, where you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word their bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, Mr. Shrew, cause I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. When you lift the bottle, I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play, throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs, you can be the officer, a better yet a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat.
You guys, tonight you are tuned into All Barbs Radio, rocking out with your girl Nikki Barbs, me as your host. I actually wanted to just, you know, say to everybody tonight, I hope you had a wonderful Thursday. If you are in the New York area, I know the rain all day must have had you going, but I like to thank God for the rain. We definitely need it. Today, on my lineup, my playlist, I'll be playing a whole bunch of artists that sound so wavy. A lot of them are my Twitter followers. Shout out to you. And we'll definitely get into that a little bit later. I just would like to introduce my beautiful, lovely co-host, Miss Boss Barbs.
Hi, this is Boss Barbs speaking.
Hello. How you doing, Boss Barbs? And we also definitely have Black on the panel. How you doing, Black? What's up? What's going on with you?
What's going on? Here, chilling. Before we go any further, I got to send condolences to Hal Jackson. Anyone who grew up, especially in New York, 80s, 90s, you guys know about Sunday classics, especially if you got those old school parents. You know, and he passed today. He was an inspiration role model to a lot of radio DJs and hosts like myself. So it's definitely a day for remembrance and paying homage, or just saying thanks.
Definitely. So, as we start the show, I wanted to actually talk about a little bit about reality TV. I honestly, you know, I like reality TV. It's a source of entertainment for me. You know, every now and then when I can catch it, when I'm not busy doing all this extra work that I usually do. I like to tune into it because it definitely gives me something to laugh about, something to talk about, tweet about. But what I don't like is that there's a whole bunch of reality TV shows out now that are based about the same thing. You know, everybody's either fighting on one show, or somebody's getting married on the next show, or somebody has a whole week of kids and they're trying to show everybody how to raise a family that's large like that. But a lot of them are basically about the same things, if not just, you know, with different people.
Mm-hmm.
Boss Barbs, I wanted to know, like, how do you feel about reality TV shows today?
I pretty much like the fighting, actually. Yeah, it's entertaining to me, you know. I'm sorry. I just like it. I like to see, you know, how, you know, people can get on national TV and just make an ass out themselves. It's just really entertaining to me. So I'm all for, like, the Bad Girls Club. And you know what I really miss? Real and Chance. You remember that show?
Yes. You want to know what's so funny about Real and Chance? Actually, shout out to Camille Lee. She actually, you know, was on that show. She's if anybody goes to my Instagram, at How's Your Head Game, you will see a picture of me, her, and my assistant, Miss A. She's actually such a sweet girl. She actually won the show Real Chance in Love. Her name, I believe, was Hot Ones on the show. She's a really cool, you know, cool girl,
yeah,
down to earth. She's doing a lot of different things right now. So shout out to Camille Lee. I got a chance to party with her at Voodoo Lounge downtown in the city, First Ave between 77th and 78th. And she's definitely doing the damn thing right now. I actually follow her. She follows me back. So she's doing the damn thing. But I love that show. Remember I Love New York?
Yes, I do. That, you know what, Nikki, that was one of the first shows that, you know, the ladies that I actually watched, and, like, ever since then, I've been hooked. I watch all them broads, like, fight each other. I'm tuned in. I'm ready, like, you know. So, but I do agree with you, you know, as far as, like, there should be something different. Whatever happens to the real world, like, whatever happens to those kind of shows, Black?
As far as I know, the Real World still comes on.
Oh,
okay.
You know, and it's funny you guys mentioned I Love New York. True fact about Black. Black went to summer camp for 4 years with the contestant known as It.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so, you know, we went to summer camp, we chopped it up, and that ass, he's been like that since he was like 12 years old. He's not acting. He's not putting on a character. That is him. That is exactly how he talks, how he thinks, how he moves. That's how he is. And I can't front. This past season, I watched the Bad Girls Club only because there were twins on there. And I was digging the twins.
Really?
But reality TV, like, it's so much, like, how many sports-wide shows do we need?
Right.
We don't need that many
like,
at
do
all.
Do we really need Baseball Wives? Basketball Wives, and they're not even married to fucking basketball players anymore.
But you know what's so funny?
Or the basketball players not even active.
But you want to know what's so funny? Because, but you knew if there was Basketball Wives, they're damn sure going to be Baseball Wives and Football Player Wives, you know what I'm saying? So, of course, like, if they're going to have a show about Basketball Wives, we got to know what the Baseball Wives are doing, you know what I mean? So, but, I mean, honestly, yeah, like, a lot of them are not, they're their ex-husbands, you know, and I just really don't get it. I don't know if those shows are to, you know, big up the woman herself and to bring her out there, you know, bring her name out there, and as far as her trying to make a name for herself besides her ex-husband or her husband as a basketball player. But, yeah, I think that all of them are just, they're entertaining at times, but then at times I do feel like, okay, you know, and then, of course, reality TV, you know, all these people, you're supposed to be real, you know. A lot of it is half scripted, but to reality TV, I guess there has to be some type of guidelines and scripts because people will go off,
mm-hmm.
kill each other on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, definitely. But also alongside of reality TV as well, I wanted to talk a little bit about jealousy, that ugly trait that's out here, mm-hmm. jealousy. Me personally, I'm not, you know, I'm not the jealous type. I don't consider myself to be the jealous type. I know I hear a lot of men say, you know, oh, well, if you're not jealous in this relationship, then you really is not real because, you know, to a real relationship, every now and then you're supposed to get jealous of one another. I don't necessarily believe that that's true. But jealousy to me is a really ugly trait. I don't condone those who are jealous of others like that because I believe in, you know, we're all different. We're all who we are. We're all are supposed to be unique in our own different ways. So to be jealous over one person, whether it be their belongings or themselves, I mean, I think it's just a little bit irate. And if you spend, if you build up all that negative energy, you know, just to even hate on somebody or be jealous of someone, I think that just you have an issue within yourself. So I don't know. Boss, what you think?
I'm kind of half and half with the whole jealousy thing. I do believe that, you know, as a female, everyone has that little bit, you know, of jealousy as far as, like, a relationship is concerned, because I think that that's just part of being human. But as far as, like, you know, the female-female, male-male type relationship, I just really feel like, you know, if you're jealous of a person, it's due to something that you're insecure about. Even with relationships, if you're jealous that your mate is spending more time with, like, you know, the opposite sex, it probably is something that you want to, that you're not doing, you know, and you're feeling like, well, this is the case and I need more attention, you know. It definitely does stem from a little bit of insecurity, but I do believe that everyone has that trait. It's just about the fact of how you, you know, you play it out. You know, some people are more outwardly jealous, and some people are more inwardly jealous, whereas you really don't know what's going on because they're not blasting it, you know, all over the world or whatever the case may be.
I agree. I definitely do agree with you on that one.
As far as jealousy in a relationship, like me personally, I'm friends with, you know, a lot of women. Like, I got, you know, female cousins and stuff like that, so naturally, you know, I'm friends with a lot of women, and a woman who's with me, is gonna have to understand that. Like, yeah, I know a lot of, you know, good looking, beautiful women. Case in point, all Barbs. Like, so if I have a girlfriend, and there's a picture, I'm posing with Nikki, or I'm posing with Angel, I don't need to. You fucking her? Like, nah. We work, and even in reverse, just because that's how I am, and I want her to trust me, I'm going to be just as trusting. So if I see a picture of her with some dude and you got his arm around, they're like, oh, who that? Oh, that's all right, cool, no problem. Mm-hmm. It is what it is, because like Angel said, if you all outwardly jealous and you crazy and deranged with it, you're hiding some type of insecurity. So if a girl's all extra who you wear, she's all extra jealous, I'm thinking she's with some next dude because she's trying to cover her ass.
Uh-huh.
You know? And as far as jealousy of someone being jealous of what somebody else got, yo, you have no idea what they had to do, what they had to endure to get to where they at.
Mm-hmm.
So, if anything, admire the struggle that they took to get where they at. Don't be jealous of what they have.
Right.
And I feel if people just live like that, it'd be a better thing. Like, they won't be, you know, cutthroat, you know what I'm saying, in any industry. There'll be no backstabbing or nothing like that. You know, because everyone sees everyone else's world outside looking in.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't be jealous, oh, this person, they fly, they got the red bottoms, yada, yada. But you don't know how hard she got to work to buy them bottoms.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't know how hard homie had to work so he could buy those, what's the shoes dude's wearing now, those Maury shoes or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You know, you don't know what they had to do, how hard they had to work to get what they have. So you be jealous over that is redundant.
Right. I agree. I have a question for Nikki, though, since she's bringing up this whole jealousy, you know, situation. Now, in the opposite portion of it, what if, you know, you're in a relationship and you feel like, you know, you're pretty secure with yourself, but your mate is outwardly friendly, overly, you know, flirtatious or whatever the case may be? Does that justify you being jealous? What do you think about that?
Well, me, a lot of my male followers and a lot of guys that do know me in my past relationships, they know the type of person that I am. So with that being said, I mean, if you're with me, all of that flirtatiousness and all of that, I mean, there's a limit because, you know, with men, they tend to like to call, you know, girls like, you know, hey, what's up, ma, but they're not really targeting, you know, really when they say the word ma, they're not really putting so much emphasis behind it or like love or hun or whatever, because I use those words. And when I do use those words, I mean, it's just like a, you know, a polite greeting. But with the whole, you know, I think the level of flirtatiousness, you know what I'm saying? It depends, because you're not going to be doing all of that with me, you know, and expect me to accept it. Or when, if it ha, you know, if I turn around and I decide to, you know, be extra friendly with somebody that I know, you try to say something to me because it's not going to work like that. So me, I mean, I really don't, it wouldn't be a form of jealousy to me. It would just be a form of me being really mad because I would just want to understand, like, well, what is it? Because if I do it to you, it's going to be a bigger problem. It's going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, got it.
Oh, no, I just had to ask that because what I see tend to happen is, you know, people use that word jealousy very loosely. They're like, oh, you're just jealous because of X, Y, Z, and whatever the case may be, you know, and I just wanted to hear what you had to say since, you know, you brought up the topic or, you know, whatever the case may be. Because me, you know, I'm not really a jealous female, but I'm an observer. So if I see patterns of things, I'm going to say something, you know. Mm-hmm. And, I've been in relationships where some people feel as though that's me being jealous and some people feel as though, you know, I'm not being jealous. But it's just always good to have another female perspective on that actual act of jealousy, you know.
Definitely. And I wouldn't even say jealous. Me, I'm not jealous. I just like to be respected. So give me the same respect that you want me, you know what I'm saying, that you want me to give you. And that's it. If you don't want me to be smiling and flirting, then you don't do it to me. You know what I'm saying? That I think that just that is only right that way. I wouldn't consider it jealous, though. But I've seen females react in a jealous manner, jealous way over a dude, you know, in a situation where maybe he stepped outside the relationship with one female and he, you know, messed around and then he held it down for a while, but then he ended up getting sloppy and his trail started to, you know, catch up with him and this female that he was supposed to be with finds out about the other female. You know, I've seen where, like, they would, once they figure out who the other female was, you know, if she doesn't look better than her, then it's nothing. You know what I'm saying? But if she does, then that's when the whole jealousy demeanor starts to kick in and they, you know, they just act retarded like. But, Black, I mean, have you ever been in a relationship where, you know, your ex-girlfriend might have appeared jealous to you? Like she showed you some jealous tendencies?
Yeah, but before I even get into my thing, when you said the girl, if the girl that he cheated with looks better, doesn't look better, she's not going to say nothing, that's bullshit.
No, it's not bullshit.
It depends.
Way Black.
I know for a fact that the first thing they said, the chick looks worse. Oh, you can at least did better. You got to shoot me with an ugly bitch.
I'm not saying that. Why? Because it shows. Because it shows. I don't have to say that, like, oh, damn, nigga, you done fucking downgraded from me. You suck ass. I'm not going to do that because I'm going to look at her and I'm just like, I'm not going to say nothing. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't say nothing. What is there more to say? The proof is in the pudding. Look at her. So, I mean, for those females who are not like I, who might say something, I guess, either both ways. Me, I feel like if he downgraded, there's nothing more to say. There's nothing more to say. But, I mean, you know, I mean, I guess you hang with a, you know, you know females just as well as me and Boss Bob know females because, you know, you're around them. And I wouldn't say anything personally. There's nothing else to say.
Well,
really
well, see, that's you. You're already a breed. You're cut from a different cloth, okay?
Totally.
So most of the times when I say something that is general to most women,
it's not targeted to me.
Right. And you see, I said most women, it's not directed towards you or it's not directed towards Angel. Now I'm saying, because I know when I was saying Angel was laughing because she knew I was telling the truth.
How I feel about it, like, I'm sorry, I'm a nitpicker, so if you're ugly, like, I'm just going to rub it all in your face. I'm going to do the whole, oh, nigga, you could have did better. Look at her, she busted. And of course I'm going to do that because you try to play on my self-esteem by stepping out the box and then taking this bitch around, you know, and I had to get back to me. So since you, you know, did that to my self-esteem, I'm going to break you down and let you know that, you know, at least she could have done better. But that doesn't mean that I actually really feel like that, you know. It's just a battle of the wills. It's like, okay, well, you're a dummy because you cheated on me with someone ugly. Look at you. You have low standards. Ha, ha, ha. that's me, you know. So I completely agree with Nikki that, you know, you don't have to do that, but it makes it a lot more fun when you do it.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess, like, everybody gets their satisfaction out of doing certain things, you know. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong, now, if, you know, she happens to come up in the whole roast, you know, with me and my other friends or whatever, if, you know, if I choose to, like, you know, laugh or agree to certain things, that's different. But I'm not going to automatically, like, I swear, you know, just when I see him and her together, or, you know, if I happen to see her on the off strength or whatever, then go up to him like, nigga, you are fucking crazy. Look at all of, you know what I'm saying? Look at all, and step back from the nigga, like, look at all of this shit that you giving up. You a damn fool. I couldn't do that. I feel like it is what it is. Like, let him be happy with her, you know what I'm saying? Let everybody else tell him how much of a fucking mistake he made, or let everybody else tell him what they think of his new girlfriend and how much his old girlfriend, a.k.a. Nikki Barbs, was, you know?
Exactly.
But Black, I mean, I remember, like, us having a conversation the other day, though, but when we speak about jealousy, that falls in the line of what haters you were talking about, I guess, that coincides with one another?
Yeah, that does, because if they're hating on you, they're jealous of something. They're either jealous of what you have or the moves that you're making.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's sometimes jealousy, like, you know, they may see, like, one of your haters may see you at an event, and, you know, you look around and like, look, she had to never wear that outfit with those shoes. Mm-hmm. She hated it because she wanted to be there. She wanted to be in that picture. She wanted to wear those shoes.
Yeah,
so
but some...
So she's jealous. She's hating.
Hmm.
I can take that. I mean, don't get me wrong, though, because, please, I don't want people to get it twisted with me. You know, when I do say, like, oh, my God, like, damn, like, look at this nigga. He has on stripes and he has on polka dots. I'm not hating because I want to wear that shit. I'm not at all. I'm really, really not hating because I want to wear that. I'm saying it out loud because, goddamn, you know, like, okay, well, maybe to him that stripes and polka dots match, but to everybody else who has common sense in a sense of fashion, that it doesn't. So I'm not hating. I'm just probably making a prime example of someone who couldn't put it together well enough today, and I don't believe that that's classified as hating, because I definitely wouldn't want to wear that, or you would never catch me in an outfit like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, hate today, though, it goes really far, though. It goes beyond just having to say something about somebody, you know what I'm saying? It goes into even having people die from it, you know,
mm-hmm.
because people are so mean, and, you know, down to cyberbullying and just all these pranks that people pull on one another that they don't understand, like, they're, you know, it's really, 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 they're thinking it's a joke, but it's really not,
mm-hmm.
you know, and how do you feel about Boss Barbs, how do you feel about hate extending into the level of where somebody can be seriously hurt?
I don't know if our viewers know that I'm from Baltimore, so I experience that all the time. You know, I've seen people get killed and shot just for minor things, like someone talking to, like, their girlfriend or whatever the case may be. You know, so to me, I feel as though it's just a cycle. Unfortunately, I'm really big on, you know, the facts of life, and sometimes, you know, you happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time and things happen. So whereas though I say this, you know, sometimes you have to watch what you say, especially depending on where you are. Like me, as I'm older, you know, I'm 28 now, I tend to watch what I say to people now, because now a lot of people don't have nothing to live for. Like, they're just waiting on one thing for you to say, and then, you know, and just give them a reason, you know. But back in the day when I were younger, like, I used to just say whatever the hell was on top of my brain. Like, whatever I felt like saying, I said it, I didn't care. You know, I was not very tactful at all. But me being older and me losing a lot of loved ones that, you know, are young like I am, I've learned that, you know, sometimes you got to walk away. But unfortunately, you know, it's just some hateful people out here that don't have anything to stand for. They don't have anyone to love them or anyone to have their back. So they're just angry for just no reason. And there's a lot of people like that in Baltimore. So I definitely agree that it's getting out of control. Especially with the cyberbullying that you mentioned, we see that every day. We see that every day there's something on the news, you know, saying that some teenager was cyberbullied and she wound up killing herself or overdosing on pain pills or whatever the case may be. Kind of like you take the good with the bad, you know, you kind of separate yourself from it and you just try to live your life. I'm really big on that. I'm really big on me treating people how I want to be treated. And in that manner, though, if you tick me off, I may say something because, you know, but that's just me. But the whole bullying thing, it really is. I do agree with Nikki. It really is getting out of control. And, you know, but unfortunately, I guess it's going to get worse with times because, you know, as the generation gets younger and younger, they get more angrier, in my opinion. You know, in my opinion, I feel like they did.
Yeah, I mean, I in a way I can see that because, yeah, the kids today, they're so angry, you know, they're brought up on a, you know, and it's just in a different time era, different, you know, whole different generation. So most likely a lot of their influences, I believe, come from like music, you know, the internet, you know, because like you said, again, like there is a lot of young parents out here, so they don't have the, you know, a lot of them are so young that they don't even have the experience or the knowledge, you know, on certain things as far as cyberbullying or saying the right thing or doing what's right, especially when they do have kids, you know, and it becomes sad because their young ones, they grow up just doing the same thing that their parents did, you know, and I just think that it's, as the time goes on, I hope and I pray that, you know, the generation does get better. I hope they, you know, they start to be some influential people that get out here and start speaking to these young people as well as, you know, what we do with All Barbs. Mm-hmm. You know, we're really big on influencing women, children, men, if we can, in any type of way or anything that's going on in today's life because, yes, your life is worth more than anything. And once you die, you are not coming back. So I definitely, you know, I do agree with you, Boss Barbs, as far as, you know, the generation. And I hope that, you know, when times do further on, I hope that it does get better. But I definitely would like to get into a song, preferably by Audi. Audi Rob is one of my followers. He actually does the damn thing. He's from Harlem, New York, and he's worked with a lot of different people. Hopefully he calls in to explain and share more of his song when he does hear it playing tonight. If not, he'll definitely be in the building, you know, to get an interview with us after we do hear his song. But I actually wanted to shout him out. Thank you for sending your music to All Barbs Radio. You know I'm definitely a big supporter. And we'll be back after Audi's single.
Dragon Ball, yeah. Mustang, that horsepower, that rugby, that horsepower, them two jeans, that horsepower. crossover, blow out them to the right, no problem. That's the bullshit that I be on. On deck, that ain't the boat, no shit that I be on. Yeah, measuring the money, mine, plastic man, long ring, beast chain, black and white stones, get along. See, I walk with that lean, my talk be so mean. I'm swag king, that's worth the 18. Nigga front on me, no, I came with that thing. I got the Fantastic Four, y'all niggas don't want no war.
Hey, yo, young niggas ballin', see how we play.
Is wild liquor with that sour power. We louder than your sound system. We loud is like you wearing Dre beats when you hit it. Eyes red, so the shade sit low under the fitted. When I buy this shit, get the shark in this bitch. You know Audi in this shit, like I park in this bitch. I can slide when I want, like I park in this bitch. Cranked up gang, we the shit.
Hey yo, them young niggas ballin', see how we play.
Yes, yes, yes. That was Mr. Audi Rob himself. I thought that that track was really, really fire. I like to dance, so maybe because the beat was so up-tempo, it had me going. Well, Spice, what you think about that track by Mr. Audi?
Well, we all know I like Southern music, and that's definitely something I would jam in my car. I love it. Live Young, like, I'm for it. I think that needs to be, like, put in the playlist. Like
it definitely
talk.
Does.
What about you, Black?
I was definitely digging the beat. His lyrics were definitely, like, you know, real energetic. So, yeah, that's something I'll listen to while I'm on the train and shit.
Cool.
Now, also, before we went to the song, y'all was talking a bit about the whole cyberbullying, right?
Yes.
Now, here's my thing. On the whole side of bullying, because we've touched on it a lot on pregame radio, because we are pretty much anti-bullying, but times are different, you know. Back then, you know, back in the day, you were getting bullied. That's when they take your lucky money, you know, try to turn upside down, put your head in the toilet, flush the toilet, stuff you in the locker, you know, shit like that, and. Now it's to the point where they can get a whole bunch of people online, people from different parts of the world, like, hey, just the whole school to say something about you now. Miss Nikki Bars, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember back in the day, going to school, you heard XYZ was talking about you. 3 o'clock, you saw him in the yard, and, you know, if you didn't want to think. But I'm not saying that was the right way to go, but that's just how it was. Hey, you talk about me, I'm going to see you, and I'm going to shut you up. It was up to the point. Oh, they said I have cooties, and they went home and killed themselves. You know what I'm saying? Because also, it's getting to the point where the parents are listening, so they see that the suicide is the way out. You know, or run up in the lunchroom with guns is the only way out. You know what I'm saying? That's because the parents really aren't listening. Like they let the TV. The Xbox, the PlayStation, the radio, raise their kids. You know what I mean? It all boils down to, yo, spend some time with your kids. Talk to them like, yo, what's going on? Because that 30 seconds to 5 minute conversation you could have with a kid could mean a world of difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So let's stop looking for a finger point. You know what I'm saying? Oh, it's the media's fault that this is happening, or it's the violent video games, which is why, or it's the violent rap music. How about it's because the parents didn't take no time to speak with their son or daughter to find out what's going on until it was too late? They didn't want to be on the news. They didn't want to be on Inside Edition talk about, the cyberbullying has to stop. Miss me with that bullshit. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, as far as meeting me in the schoolyard after class, I mean, I always thought that was so funny, like, because me, if I want to smack the shit out of somebody, I'm not waiting to no goddamn 3 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? I'm not waiting to 3 o'clock to smack them. It's going to be done right then and there. And let's see if we can make it to 3 o'clock without, you know, the whole day, without our parents having to come pick us up or us being suspended. But, I mean, overall, overall, cyberbullying and bullying in general is just, is when it's done to me, the only thing I could get from that is the person that's doing it has issues within themselves. It's something as to why they have to go after somebody else. You know what I'm saying? And it's sad to say that because I believe in, if there's things going on with you personally, how do you take them out on others? I had nothing to do with it. But we live in a world today where right is wrong and wrong is right. So, you know, like Boss Barb said, you know, as she could just see, like, as the time is going on, the generation getting worse and worse because they just seem really angry right now. And, I mean, hopefully as time goes by, because I do have a young one that's in this generation, you know what I'm saying? And I try to raise her up to be not so mean, to do the right thing, you know, and when she comes home, like, okay, but, you know, if Gabby pinches me, mommy, you know, and I told the teacher, and the teacher just told her to stop, and then Gabby pinches me again, like, am I not supposed to pinch her back to let her see how it feels? And, you know, it's her, I mean, you know, I always just tell her, like, listen, you know, if Gabby keeps pinching you, you don't stop telling your teacher until your teacher does something in front of you. And if not, don't pinch her back, because two wrongs don't make it right. But just come home and tell me, and then I'll speak to Gabby's mother the next day. I try to go about it that way because I have my cousins like, don't tell that. Tell her to pinch her right back. But, I mean, what is that solving, though? Because it's going to end up, what, a pinch war, and then somebody's gonna win that pinch war. And if it's not my daughter, then damn. You know, and I mean, I just, you know, hopefully as time goes by, all of this jealousy, this hating and cyberbullying and all that, it fades out, like how a lot of things that come into trend now, they fade out after a time, you know. But yes, you are live on All Barbs Radio with me, Nikki Barbs, your host, with the lovely Boss Barbs, a.k.a. at Andrew Love Tweez, and my homie Felizzi Black. At Brooklyn Black, call us up 347-857-4302. Let me know what you think on our topics that we're talking about today, and as well as the track that you just heard from Audi Rob. Boss Barb, so is there any news or updates as far as All Barbs and the movement that we got going on Twitter?
I just want to remind people that about the basketball tournament that's coming up in August. Just look up, be on the lookout for that, and for our big, big party we're gonna have in October. But pretty much everything else we touched on Tuesday. I do want to comment about the whole pinching thing that Nikki refers to. I teach, and I've been teaching for a very, very long time, and I have little ones as well. But I teach them that if someone does something to you and it's not getting resolved, you need to do it back. Because in my opinion, I feel like that those morals, those, you know, that survival of the fittest thing gets instilled in kids when they're younger. Like, I was always the smart one. I was always the one that knew how to talk my way out of shit because that's what I was taught. Like, so I would get into trouble and get right back out of it with a blink of an eye. And I think that's where, like, that whole bullying thing comes to play as well, because if a child hasn't been taught to, you know, be strong mentally, they're going to feed into it. So, yeah, my daughter can come home and say, XYZ, pinch me. And the first thing I'm going to ask her, did you pinch her ass back? Because in my opinion, some kids, you know, need it. Like, I teach a lot of affluent-type kids, and a lot of them are spoiled rotten. Like, spoiled rotten because they run their house. And sometimes that pinch back might just be the pinch back they need to stop them from shooting up the school 10 years later. So, like, I told my daughter that, like, she hangs around, like, she's 5, but she has, like, a lot of friends that are 7 and 8. And they sometimes try it, and they sometimes try to pick on her. And after a while, you just, you know, you have to be like, look, defend yourself. Because if they don't learn how to defend themselves now, when they get out into the real world, they're not going to be able to defend themselves. And then that's when the whole thing with the self-esteem comes to play. The, oh, they were talking about me, so now I'm feeling sad. But if you instill in them, like, you're hot shit, I don't care what anybody else says, you're small, you're to the third, like, nothing nobody else says is going to matter anymore. You know, it doesn't matter if they say, oh, I don't like your shoes. But to that particular child, oh, well, you just don't have to like them because I love them. It's just that, you know, it's just all that has to be instilled in a very young age. So I instill it in my kids. If it's not working, try another method. Pinch their ass back. Because I bet you they'd think twice about pinching your child if she pinched their ass back the right way.
True. I mean, yes, that's, I believe, because, I mean, like, I to a certain, exactly, like, I mean, after a while, who just wants to sit there and get pinched? But I know, like, for me, for my child, though, you know, like, I know her. Like, my daughter already, like, she's my child, okay? So she already thinks that she's just, like, power of the world, you know? And and my daughter is used to everybody telling her how beautiful she is, how pretty she is, you know, and that does go to, I notice it goes to her head. She's 3, she'll be 4, but she tends to, like, you know, stare in the mirror, tell me how she wants me to do her hair, you know, even down to the point where my daughter, if you're not buying her skinny jeans as a gift, birthday gift, Christmas gift, or just to sit there and buy her new clothes, she's not going to wear any other jeans if they're not tight-fitting or skinny, something that looks like mine, you know what I'm saying? And I know that if by her thinking that she's hot shit, you know, going to school, she's going to be the one that's starting with other girls who don't think that way. You know, it's going to probably irritate them to it. Now they want to shut her down. Like, now they got to pinch her to set her the fuck down. You know, and then I know my child, too, like, she's very boastful. So if I tell her to pinch somebody back, she's going to go in. She's going to pinch you, probably most likely do more. And then I don't know how that kid gives it up. You know, their parent probably is a professional boxer and taught that little kid how to give one piece, two pieces real early in age and knock my daughter out, you know, at the age of 3. So, I mean, it's, yes, to a certain extent, you are supposed to defend yourself. But like I said, again, when it comes down to kids, though, like I told her, if your teacher doesn't do anything per se in front of you, like tell the girl in front of you to stop and or separate the both of you guys, or, you know, don't break it up or do anything else like that, then you come home and you tell me, because that's all, you know, I don't mind going to school the next day, waiting for Gabby to come to school with her mother or her father, and mm-hmm. tapping them like, excuse me, can you please let Gabby know that if she pinches my child again, if my child pinches her back, your child might come home with a bruise, and I don't want to hear nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so definitely. But I know it's in kids, though, they reenact a lot of things. They think, too, like, they can see what SpongeBob does on TV, and, you know, they be thinking that they could just do anything to the kids at their age, you know, and that a lot of times, you know, some kids, they're softer than others. They don't understand that, you know, one child is trying to play, you know, not trying to be so rough. But I definitely do agree with you, too. But I just know my child. I know her.
Most definitely.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so I definitely do want to hear some more music because it is Hip Hop Thursdays on All Vibes Radio. So I was thinking maybe we can play some Bad Company SP, another one of my Twitter followers. Shout out to you for sending me your music to get played on today. I kept my word. I'm about to play it. So everybody tune in. You're rocking with Nikki Barbs, Boss Barbs, and Mr. Black himself on All Barbs Radio, 347-857-4302. Call us up. Let's get into Mr. Bad Company SP.
You know, I love this shit. I be having fun with this shit.
Uh-huh. You have to.
Yeah. Let me see how this sound, man. Mic check, 1-2-1-2, man. Yeah.
Get all yours,
right. Let me test this out, man. Let me test my motherfucking singing skills out, man. What I said?
Yeah.
I said, okay. Yo. Everywhere he's looking now, he's surrounded by all the things. Maybe they can smell it, yeah, yo, but they won't get it for free. Everywhere he's looking
they won't get it. We selling yayo, yayo, selling yayo.
Look for a job, but he won't bother. His mother sold coke and so did his grandfather. All that boy know is drugs, heavy since he was a kid. Home on parole, just had to do a little bit. When he closed his eyes at night, all he dream about is cash. The lawyer fees really put a dent in his stash. Shit is getting real, reality's no joke. Always had it good, he ain't never been broke. Now his money's all gone, and his pockets is hurting. He tried to walk the right path, but it's not working. How much more can he take when the block is still rocking? Custody after custody, asking him what's popping. Staring at the flick from when he used to be a caker. Made his mind up, said he gotta get this paper. Went to see his connect, this old lady named Helen. Right back on the strip, and you know what he's selling. Yayo, yayo. Selling yayo, yayo, yayo. He's selling yayo, yayo. He's selling yayo, yayo, yayo. Everywhere he's looking now, he's surrounded by all the things. Maybe they can smell it, yayo, but they won't get it for free. Everywhere he's looking now, he's surrounded by all the things.
They can smell it, yayo, but they won't get it free. This song is called Yayo, man. Not Halo, yayo. Yes, that was Bad Company SP with Yayo. I like it. It was cool. The beat is a familiar beat to me. I'm more so into rappers rapping about, like, you know, just things set aside from, you know, what he was talking about. But actually, I do, you know, he's lyrically content. I could, you know, I feel his flow. It was cool. It was cool. Buzz, what you think?
I was expecting an R&B, like, girl to jump on. That's what, I think that, you know, he should make a remix of that and definitely get, like, a female singer on there somewhere. I think that will make it, like, really hot. And I think just a little bit of female singing will make it really good. But other than that, I mean, it's cool. I think that will make it even hotter, though. Blake, what do you think?
Man, this some old bullshit.
Wow, we got to hear what Black thinks.
Now, here's why I gave it that. One, like, yo, Beyonce beats. You can't make a hip-hop track off of Beyonce beat unless you on that lovey-dovey type, you know what I'm saying? You can't make a song with a Beyonce beat talking about cooking coke. Like, it doesn't go. Now, as far as his lyrics and his talent, yo, it's just dope. Like, he got a good thing. And one thing I definitely would have wanted to see was more time on the song. But that song,
yeah.
Man, nah, son. Nah, I can't vouch for that one.
Well, we heard Simon's point of view.
Well, he's rapping.
I'm just saying. Like, that one right there, just not. That one, I got to hear something else from that artist. I got to hear something else from that dude. So, King Sprite, Bad Company, SP, please get at me if y'all got different types of stuff. But that one there, nah, son.
I mean, you know, do we have anything else from the artist besides that one track? I mean, you know, I guess a different point of view. If not, then I hope, you know, that person will definitely send in more music. If he's listening and he's hearing all of our feedback and our reviews. But either way it goes, shout out to him. Thank you for sending in the music. You heard our feedback, the panel on All Barbs Radio. Oh, boy. So, on Black,
what's
how about,
How about, what do you feel about even today and today's in the music world about dudes singing and singing a cappella versus singing on beats?
Well, if a dude can sing a cappella and still keep on key and, like, you know what I'm saying, I respect anyone that could just, at the drop of a hat, bust out in the song. Whether it's rapping, singing, breakdancing, at the drop of a hat, they could just go. They get mad respect for it. Now, if they could just do it, go, and still make it sound and or look good, more power to them.
Yes. I like beats is what gets me, you know, gets me moving, the melody, humming and all of that. But some live a cappella, that'd be touching my soul. But you got to really, really know how to sing, too, when there's no music behind you. Like, you definitely have to be able to hit certain notes because the music will not be there to back your ass up when you do try to reach that note. I was watching a little bit of American Idol yesterday, and, I don't follow American Idol like that. I used to be a heavy, heavy fan. But there's this Chinese girl that they're all talking about. If anybody on the panel knows the name, you know, feel free to let me know what her name is. But she's
me,
young. Who?
Don't ask me. I don't know.
Oh. Well, yeah. She actually last night sang a Whitney Houston song. And I guess, what is it? And I Will Always Love You. And I thought that she did really, really good. A lot of people feel like if you're going to sing, and I tweeted it last night, too, if you're going to sing a Whitney Houston song, I want to say you got to kill it. But, you know, that would have been really disrespectful. But if you're going to sing a song, a Whitney Houston song, especially now that she is, you know, in heaven, you should really do a good rendition on it. And a lot of my followers felt like she played it safe, she wasn't good enough. And I guess, you know, everybody's on a Whitney Houston. So definitely when it comes down to singing somebody else's song, a famous artist that is either living or non-living, or if you're going to do anything a cappella-wise, whether it be spitting anything, you just really need to be on point with it because, remember, there is no music to back you up with it at all. Plus, Barb, so how are you feeling right now? Are you doing good?
Yeah, I'm just, I can't get over the little announcement Black did with like I can't let that with Black. but I definitely can co-sign with you, Nikki. If you're gonna sing something from a person who has soul in their music, definitely have soul in your music. Because that, you know, you're taking a talent up that is people are gonna be very critical of anyway. Especially, like, if you're singing a song from a Black, you know, African-American-based song and you're not African-American, you're target off the bat. Like, we want to hear you sing it. We want to hear you sing it the right way, you know. So, definitely, if you're going to sing anything that has soul to it, honey, just have some soul. Have some soul, even if it's country soul, just have some soul and rock it out or just don't attempt it at all. That's like, you know, that's like me trying to sing country. I'm not gonna do it. Like I'm not gonna embarrass myself and do it. So those people that come on American Idol, you know, you kind of put yourself on front street. So if you're gonna sing, you know, Whitney Houston, sing that shit right, or be prepared to get judged. And that's just my opinion.
And you know what? And also, like, American Idol is going back on our topic too. It's considered reality TV, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so what do you think about the other shows that were out, that came out after American Idol? I believe it was, what, The X Factor or something like that, where I believe Sharon Osbourne. Is that the name of the show?
Yeah.
Sharon
Osbourne. I never watched it. I never watched it.
But, see, that's the thing. Now, let me ask you a question. If there wasn't so many seasons of American Idol prior to The X Factor, would you have watched it because it was a show similar to American Idol?
Yes, I just felt, as far as, like, that whole American Idol thing, I just think it's so played out. Like, I don't, like, it doesn't, you know, back when Fantasia was on there and Ruben started, like, that's when it was popular because it wasn't so many goddamn episodes of it. So now it's just like, you're dragging it on. Okay, America has talent. We got it.
can we do something else? Now, I did watch a couple episodes of the dancing one. That was pretty cool for a little bit, but then that got really pretty boring after a while. But I definitely think that, you know, if they didn't drag it out so much, I would have watched the X Factor. Because if I'm not mistaken, that's the one where they don't see them, right? They listen for their voice. They don't actually look at them until, like, they get chosen or something like that.
No, I believe I don't know, because honestly, I hardly watch reality TV, but I think the X Factor is they see you on stage, and like, this is why I need somebody to tell me if I
got it, I got it, and I hate, yo, y'all always make me seem like a pop culture historian, make me feel all old and shit, but the X Factor, believe it or not, was actually out before American Idol.
Really?
Simon is the brains behind X Factor and American Idol. X Factor is real big in London. That's where Adele got discovered. That's where Leona Lewis, she got discovered off of X Factor in London. So that show blew up in London. Simon left that part of the show to start Idol in America. Then Idol picked up speed. Then he went back and brought X Factor to America. And then you have all these other shows, The Voice. There's one coming on tonight with John Legend in them called Duets. And, you know, there's America's Best Dance Crew. But all that shit started from one show back in the day. Y'all remember Star Search?
Yeah. I remember Star Search.
That's where all that shit came from. Star Search, That's Incredible, all the 80s babies. That's where it all came from. Showtime at the Apollo, that's where all that... All these shows that we see now, that's where they all came from. And, yes, you guys are 100% correct. They're just doing so much season of it. Like, yes, we got it. Yes, America has talent. They can sing. Yes, we know that. So instead of showcasing them and judging them, let's try to, I don't know, fine-tune their talent. Let's work with them, fine-tune their talent. Get them in the studio. Get them a deal. And let them make some money instead of everyone making money off of them.
That would bore me. That's kind of like that whole Puff Daddy thing that, like, nobody really watched after, like, four seasons. Like, that would
Boss Barb, do not say that, because I'm actually tweeting one right now. I'm actually tweeting, shout out to Mr. Angel J26, you know, Brian out there. He's actually, it's not funny, but he's actually tweeting me right now. And I like, you know, yeah, with the whole making of the band, you know, reality TV, and I really felt like with P. Diddy, like, anything that he does, though, it just irks me, because I'm a little bit irked with him as an artist, as a person.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't, you know, anything that he does, like, I support those who are worth supporting and who definitely most likely supports me. You know what I'm saying? And with him, I really wasn't trying to support him too much by even tuning into his shows, because I would hear it, you know, of course, through Twitter, through Facebook, of how he was just, like, you know, running these boys along and nothing was really getting done. And then, you know, overall, though, like, shows like that, and he had so many of them. And where are they, you know? I mean, I know Dirty Money's gone and, you know, everybody else, they got their own things going on, but... You know, what was the whole purpose of that? Because you helped them get, you had all of America watching them, you know, actually having favorites. Like, oh, I love Donnie, oh, I love Brian, oh, I love this one, Mike, whatever. You know, you had people following them for you to build them up. And then what? After the show was done, niggas went back to their regular lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just didn't understand when he made that show. You know, I saw the vision as far as, you know, creating a band and doing it with several people across the world and combining them as one. But okay, after that, what was going on? You know, and that's funny that you mentioned that, and I had to get that out the way that I was actually tweeting one of them before you went in, but definitely P. Diddy, the making of the bands, maybe I watched the first one with their name, Chopper?
Yeah.
Babs and the niggas was on there. That was about it, though. Seeing how when he did the whole, remember before Danny B. Kane even came out, he tried to put together a girl group called Dream. Remember Dream?
Yeah.
although the old, you know, girl group or whatever the case may be, but yeah, I don't really, you know, follow behind P. Diddy too much. I don't know, what you think about that, Black, about the whole him doing the band shows and then, like, not really, like, after that there's no band. And they all split up or they either, you know, there was never a band created.
As far as the making of the bands go, because I chop it up with Dot over Twitter and Facebook and stuff, what he did, he gave a lot of them a push. And, like, if you guys saw the show, you know, after, like, an album or a single dropped, or once they got signed, they got too big for their brand, you know what I'm saying? And goes even as far as with Danny DK. They start getting too big for their britches. And
yeah.
At the time, it wasn't like he just, you know, put them out and then he shelved them. If you look at how, you know, look at the straight numbers as far as album sales and things like that. Yo, Danny DK, they were a solid group. They had two platinum albums. They were a solid group. But what happened was, ego started blowing up. Like, you see how that one girl, what's her name, Aubrey O'Day.
Mm-hmm.
He got hella big-headed.
Mm-hmm.
Group. He was, after a while, started feeling some type of way. She ended up leaving, and then everything else just broke up, and, you know, he ended up taking one of the girls and then added another girl, and then he got the dirty money. So pretty much wherever he's at, they're there, so they still got their little thing. As far as the rapper band, I know Bab, she's still out recording. E-Ness is still out recording. Chopper, he's still on Twitter doing dumb shit. Yeah.
Wow. I didn't
and
know that.
Dylan, he's more of a, he's transcended for more hip-hop to, even back then, more of a reggae, because even when he, I'm knowing that, Diddy was trying to kind of switch his sound and try to make it a fusion, where Dylan is more of just a reggae artist with some hip-hop element. You know what I'm saying? And times when, like I said, Diddy, he will put them out there. He'll give them all the shit that they need, you know, all the promotion, anything like they would need to go, he gives it to them, but he's not going to hold their hand through the whole journey. You know what I'm saying? He's not going to, because, you know, after a while, you know, they get lazy. They got lazy. They stopped being hungry. As when they were competing for those spots, but when they were competing to walk to Brooklyn from Manhattan. You know what I'm saying?
But
they lost that initial hunger. They lost that initial hunger.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? And that actually happens with a lot of artists, but not a whole lot of artists, you know, they're not showcased on reality TV or on a competition to show it, but that's why a lot of artists, that's why you'll see, oh, what happened to such and such? They were so hot with that thing last summer. Because they might have that success and they get lazy.
That's crazy.
Oh, this is going to be a knocker forever. I ain't got to write another track of my life, or I ain't really got to work as hard. Who knows now? I could put out anything and still sell. That's how, you know, that's most of these mainstream artists get. That's why, me personally, I'm such a fan of the underground, because no matter how long these artists have been doing their music, their underground music, they never lost that hard. So their newest album would still sound like their first track.
Mm-hmm. I just, you know, I like Dawn and you know, and all, I like Danny D. Kane. You know, I thought that they were cool, like, you know, but it's just sad to say that you go through all of that hard work and dedication and for you to just be, like, on a standstill, because I hate to be, you know, in those situations where I did all of this work for this one person and now, like, that person has me, like, literally sitting on pins and needles waiting just for, you know, an answer or waiting to see how I did or, you know, what to do next, but just sitting on a standstill, like, I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do. We definitely, let's take this caller. Last four digits is 0954. You're live on All Vibes Radio.
What up? What up, sis?
Hey, bro.
Hi.
How you doing?
Man, I was just sitting here listening to y'all talk about Bad Boy. I don't like Bad Boy, personally.
Stop it. I'm tweeting one right now. I'm tweeting Mr. Angel.
That junk crazy, man. Diddy don't be doing them folks right.
He don't.
He'll be doing them for us, right? For instance, look at my boy Machine Gun Kelly. He signed to Diddy. Man, he ain't got no car. He ain't got none. And that man right there working. You know what I'm saying? Like, so Diddy just be, man, he be shitting on them folks. He sitting back in his $1 billion house, or however much his house costs, just shitting on people. So I don't like Bad Boy. Hell, he shitted on Biggie.
Mm-hmm.
So,
let me ask you a question, bro. So, not even just talking about Diddy, though. As far as reality TV, like, how do you feel about reality TV today? You know, like, because to me, on reality TV, there's a whole bunch of shows based upon the same thing, just different people, you know, different titles. How do you feel about reality TV today?
Reality TV, man, that shit getting worse and worse every year. Like, for instance, all them basketball wives, like, yo, they all act childish as hell. It's like they live their life to argue with each other, talk about how they gonna beat so-and-so ass and all this shit. Ain't nobody really got to fight on there. All them folks be popping all that lip and don't really be doing that. So, to me, all these reality shows be bullshit. Folks who ain't really got nothing else better to do with their life. Just wasting time, like, what the fuck? Yeah, you get you a little, you know, you 5 seconds of fame on TV, but in reality, that shit don't be shit. People sitting back watching these shows, but me, I sit back and watch them, and I'm laughing at all of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, if y'all was to really hit reality, don't none of that shit really pop off, like, arguing for the hell of it. Saying you're going to do this and do that, but you're not. Regardless of a camera or not, that junk just be reality TV sucks to me. I say stick to scripts. See, that's what it seemed like anyway. It seemed like they all be script anyway.
I definitely do agree with you. Thank you so much, bro, for calling in. Love you mucho.
Love you too. Hey, I'm hitting this blunt for you too, just so you know. I'm outside smoking a blunt right now. For Big Sus is going down right now. You already know Kush Club, Ciroc Boys, we in the building. So it's going down right now for Big Sis. Salute to all boss, man. I love y'all. Y'all doing y'all thing. Stay on top.
Yeah.
Because y'all up there, number one spot. Y'all already know y'all got that. So.
Thank you. All right, boo. Yeah, definitely. I definitely do agree with the bro was definitely talking about. Inked up, Kush down. You know, he definitely has some good views. And I honestly think that, Diddy, he doesn't really care too much about the artists that he undertakes. You know, I believe sometimes he does all of this for, like, publicity, to get a whole bunch of people riled up, get them to start sending in submissions, you know, to try out. And then once they do make a project of it, he just basically just leaves them to fall for, like, a flat line. Black, what you think about that? About what the bro said?
He does sell out his show from, like, Black Rob. Before Black Rob even was on Biggie's second album, he was shelved. Like, he was in the initial first round of artists being signed along with Craig Mack, Faith Evans, Total, and Big. But we didn't hear nothing from Black Rob until about the Big second album. Because Black Rob had him ghostwriting. Black Rob was ghostwriting, doing X, Y, and Z. So, yeah, Diddy does shuffle a lot of artists, and he does show a lot of artists. And not to say, for me, that is cool, that is right, but as far as Machine Gun Kelly goes, Machine Gun Kelly is getting one hell of a lot of exposure. And contrary to belief, he is getting money. He may not have a car, but he is getting money. Like, as far as I know, he had recently performed back in Miami at the WrestleMania event, and that was viewed by millions and billions of people, and Vince McMahon ended up paying him a good, you know, a good chunk of change. Paid Diddy as well, not as much as Diddy got, but he still got paid as well, so he's going to be in the car. He's not getting no Bad Boy money yet, but he's getting all of that that feature money, that appearance money, you know. Don't let that fool you, because a lot of artists, they get their money off of the tours and the endorsements and things like that, because the money that they get from the label gets paid back, because that's the money that covers the studio time, the photo shoots, the limo rentals that they need to go to the release party and all that stuff. So, I like I said, I kind of understand how this thing works, but, yeah, Diddy is known for soaping and dissing artists. But the only thing is that Diddy is just more, like, he's more blatant with it. Like, people know that's what Diddy does. But, hell, all his records do that in one form, one way or another.
Right.
All label heads do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Not because they do it, it's because they want to shoot on the artist or they want to hold that artist's talents to make them write their own rhymes. Not like that, but it may not be in the budget. You know what I'm saying? Or they're going another direction with another artist right now, so everything is focused on that one artist. You know, so it's a lot of reasons why a particular artist will get shelved or they'll be out for a second, never release an album, and generate a buzz that they usually see them fade away.
I hear you. And speaking of, since we're still on the whole music topic, I would definitely like to play some more of my followers' music that I promised them that I would definitely share. So I actually want to get into, I believe it's Jay Holiday 247 at Twitter, at Jay Holiday 247. I definitely want to hear what this be about. So I'm Black, if you could get into it for me, let go.
And the funny thing about it is, the name of this song is called Bad Boy.
Oh, that's cool. So I definitely want to hear Jay Holiday 247 song Bad Boy. Let's play it.
I try to tell y'all this boy good.
Jay Rum. Oh, boy.
S.O.J. Rum. Uh-huh. You know.
Pull up in that big boy.
Big boy.
So pretty.
Uh-huh.
Build a whole prison. It's like I hit the lotto, nigga.
and that was cool. I liked it a little bit. I did. Bonsoir, what you think about that before we take our next caller?
I actually liked it. I wanted to ask you, Nikki, where are most of these selections hometowns? They all sound like they almost have, like, the same type of sound, like they're from, like, the South. Do you know?
I actually don't know. I just, you know, from us blasting, telling everybody to call, you know, send in their music, that's just what we got, all the emails that we've gotten. I basically sit over with the engineer, and we just pick through them, and we just create a lineup. So I actually like the South music, but let's jump into this caller. Last 4 digits, 1482. How you doing? You're live on air with Nikki Barb.
Oh, yo, what's up? What it do?
Hey, how you doing?
Chilling, vibe. What's good?
Nothing. I know. How you been, stranger?
Been cool and been vibing. What's up with you?
Not that much. So I hope you were tuning in just now, listening to J-Hall Hall Day 247. Do you have any comments for the song that you just heard?
I like it. I think it was vibing, though. You know what I'm saying? Nice little beat to it. It was spitting, so it's good, though.
That's dope. So can you let everyone listening, you know, can you tell the people who you are?
What's that?
I said, so for all the listeners that are tuning in, can you let them know who's calling? You can say your name, your Twitter name.
Oh, this is Sam Spartan. You know what I'm saying? At Sam Spartan. You know, Dade County, what it is.
That's dope. So, just, you know, thank you so much for calling in and shouting us out and giving your feedback on the song. I'm definitely shouting you out right now for calling in All Vibes Radio.
All right. Take it easy, y'all.
All right, you too.
Yeah.
Black, what you think about that song? Black is killing me.
Also true, like, I liked it. On some real shit. It kind of, like, that beat just knocked, and he definitely, like, he's definitely a Southern dude. We're going to have to get at them and see where they're from, because that was definitely, it definitely gave me one of those old school 8-ball MGK feels, you know.
Yeah.
MJG, sorry. Mm-hmm. You know, gave me one of those, like, I wanted to throw bowls and drink purple stuff and,
mm-hmm.
you know. Like, it definitely gave me one of those feels, so I was definitely rocking with it. But, man.
That's dope. I mean, I actually did like it, too. I mean, you know, I'm from New York, so whenever I hear music from the South, the most I can do is just make my body rock, because they tend to have those beats that just get you going, like, you know, make you sway back and forth and shit. So it was definitely cool. Shout out to J-Hall, Hall Day 247. Hot fire.
But, and also, for some reason, just because of his name, I thought it would be an R&B song. I don't know why.
Jay Holiday, Jay Holiday.
Like, I thought it would be a R&B song, you know. And also, I don't know if you ladies are aware of it, and I just got made aware of it. And this is something, it doesn't, grandma guess, it doesn't irk me, but it makes me make that what the fuck face.
What?
Drita's rapping now.
What? Say it again, I'm sorry.
Drita from Mob Wives is rapping now.
Who is that?
Drita, she's like the little lady on Mob Wives, always fighting, but she's rapping. She has a
song with
Drita?
French
Montana.
Wait. Drita, the one who people tend to compare me to a lot, Drita. Really?
I don't know why, because she looks like a muskrat, but no.
It's not that they compare me to her looks, but they say overall attitude, like attitude wise. Everybody knows why I give it up. When I get upset, when I get mad. So they always tend to say that you remind me of Drita, like you have Drita's attitude.
I could see it, but not much of a comparison. But, yeah, she's rapping. Like, she did a song with French Montana. Someone sent me the video. Like, she's a rapper.
Wow.
But you could tell somebody wrote that shit.
I just want to hear how that would sound, because I know Drita has, like a harsh voice, you know? That's crazy.
I don't know. Like, I might have to send y'all that video so y'all can see it and come across it with your own decision. But me, I'm just like, really? I'm just like, you know, does it, you know, I say in the, you know, she wants to do the modeling and the, like, stay in that lane, like, you know, because I haven't really seen much people who started out in reality TV that wasn't like a, you know, that wasn't a music competition type show, make that type transition and be successful. Hell, I haven't even seen people who've done the music thing be that successful with the exception of Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly who?
Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, I haven't seen it. So to make that transition, like, I sincerely hope, like, she just did it, like, I don't know, as a favor to Diddy or for shits and giggles or something like that. You know, I'm sincerely hope she doesn't want to make a rap career out of it. Like, because, yo, as far as publicity and promotion, yo, she mission accomplished. She got it. But other than that, I can't.
All right. Well, Boss Vibes, I don't know if you're if you listen to like female battle rappers. But what do you think about that? Do you think that females should be battle rapping per se? Like, do you think that they should leave it up to the dudes to get really hardcore, or don't you see anything wrong with the female getting like real hardcore?
I think, hey, get it how you can. I mean, if they want to battle, let them battle. I just don't think that they should battle against a male. But, yeah, I'm all up for listening to two females battle. I just think they need to keep it diverse. Like, what tends to happen is you have some female artists who are all sexual. They can't, like, navigate to a different crowd. Or you have the one that's all hardcore. I just think they need to open it up and express that women have different sides of them, that we can be many faces. But, yeah, I'm down for it. Like, if they spit in fire, why not?
Cool. So I want to go ahead and take this next call. The last four digits is 9329. What's up? You're live on air.
What up, though?
Hey, how are you?
What's going on with you peoples?
Nothing, Max. Who's calling? Can you say your name, sir?
Jay H. All Day, 247.
Oh, hey, Jay. How you doing?
What's going on? What's the word out here? On All Barbs Radio out here.
On All Barbs Radio. You already know. You're speaking with Nikki Barbs, and I just want to let you know that your song is hot shit. Thank you very much for taking the time to send your music.
Thank you. I try.
You're welcome. So I'm going to go ahead and let Ms. Boz Barbs tell you what she thought of your song as well.
I like it. It's definitely something that I would listen to. It sounds, are you from the South?
No, I'm from Eastside Detroit.
Okay, it sounds like something like the South would play, so I'm down. Like, I love it. I think, you know, you have a great career ahead of you and keep doing your thing, boo, and thank you for calling in so we can actually hear from you. That, you know, that's kind of cool. But I love this. Some shit I put in my car and drive off and just be banging my head to.
Oh, yeah. I got to come on. I try to be a little diverse, man. I got a good musical background, so, you know.
Cool.
That's just
right,
the tip of the iceberg right there.
That's dope. Thank you again for calling in. I'm going to go ahead and take the next caller. Last four digits is 1262. What's up? You're live on air with Nikki Barbs, All Bob Radio.
Nikki Barbs, you're ready. This Fly Diz on the movie, eh?
Hi, Fly Diz. How you doing?
I'm good. I had to check on you, call in for the day. Here, I missed last time, so today I had to check on you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Definitely look forward to hearing some, you know, the real Fly Biz on All Barbs Radio soon.
Soon, of course. Whenever you're ready.
That's the vibe. So I've basically been talking about all day about reality TV. What you think about reality TV today?
A lot of drama.
Drama film, yes, definitely.
A lot of people's lives are getting exposed. They don't like that shit, though. A lot. Especially the basketball wives. This is be wild.
They like to just basically tell it all, basically things that went on in their marriage, and I guess everything else that they want to showcase on TV. But I guess if it wasn't for them, a lot of us wouldn't have that much entertainment.
Nah, not at all. And that's the shit, though. All that VH1 shit is popping.
It definitely is. Sometimes.
Only why people watch it to see fights. Honestly, niggas don't really watch TV to see that shit. Everybody wants to see some violent shit.
Mhm. They want to see the cat fights.
Yeah, of course.
Well, thank you for calling in and checking up on me. I really do appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. I got you. You should call in later for me.
I got you. You know I'm a support. I got you.
Thanks.
All right. Black, what you feel about female battle rappers?
Yo, straight up, I love female MCs.
Straight up?
I straight up love female MCs. Reason why, like, I have such a fondness for them because, you know, since 1979, hip-hop has been a male-dominated game. Like, there's no denying it, you know what I mean? So, even when the first Miss Roxanne Shanté, MC Trouble, rest in peace, you know, when they first came out and they started hitting hits, and Roxanne Shanté was actually the first chick to go up and battle rap dudes. Not only did she battle rap a dude, she battle rapped the whole crew and made them feel like shit. You know what I'm saying? She battle rapped a whole band of dudes. And even after this day, you have Persia out of Far Rockaway. She's dope. You got Babs in Brooklyn. You know, so the female MCs, the female battle rappers, it's great. Like, even one of the most recognized battles was between Remy Martin and Lady Luck. Like, people still think about it to this day. Like, you'll find people that say, yo, Lady Luck should have won that shit. And there's people like, yeah, Remy definitely should have won it. You know, so it's definitely going to be, that. Like I said, that's one of the most debatable battles ever. You know, you don't really hear that much about, oh, okay, yeah, fine, yeah, Jay-Z and Nas, yeah, we already know he did take over, he dropped the beat out, he did some other, yeah, but that was the end of it. But people are still like, nah, Luck should have won that, or nah, Remy should have won that.
Remy Ma, I actually fucks with Remy Ma too. I personally like female battling because it shows the versatility. But I hate when the females try to really go hard as like on a dude flow, like, you know, really grab her vajayjay, you know, knowing that it's no balls there or anything like that, and just go haywire. Like, to me, she kind of loses me because then I'm like, I'm listening to a female rap, you know, not so much of a male, but I think female battle rappers are cool. You know, speaking of female, you know, like, I definitely do have a female on the lineup, I believe. You know, I want to shout out to all the females that actually be doing the thing. You know what I'm saying? That take the time to actually sit there and put all their thoughts, all their problems, all their, you know, all their issues onto either paper or in their phone and go in the booth and just lay it down and come up with something so, so, so productive. And speaking of that, I actually do have one of some music from one of my followers. Her name is @MissTryAndStopHer. Miss Try and Stop Her. I definitely want to hear what she's talking about, being that we're definitely on the whole subject of female rapping. So, you know, tune in, call in 347-857-4302. Give us your feedback on these artists that do take the time out to send their music because they do it for us. They would like to hear. So that, you know, gives them the confidence or the motivation to keep going on. So if we could definitely get into that track by Miss Try and Stop Her, that'll definitely be great.
This drink right here is called Queen of Queens. Miss Tosh, Try and Stop Her. Produced by Black Male. Let's go.
The queen is impeccable. Give me my credit, cause I could work with the pen like I'm fucking with debit. ATM about the money, we could cut to the chase. It's words and my weapons, ain't none of you safe. Got a lot, can't take me, I'ma spot Rosa Parks. Two of everything, but there's no Noah's Ark. you a double O. I'ma save 1 o'clock. Got time to watch a queen, I'm the one you should clock. Mine like to watch, want my hands touching embers. Front bounce money, Lion King, no Simba. Dude, just knowing like days in December. So the weak shots extend, they do not offend her. Face in the mirror, so the only real contender. Got the queen in every suit, so it's no bullshitting. Miss train stop for the baddest that's around. And you bitches just lost it, I'ma call a pound, pound, pound. In the back and I'm ahead of rap just like the turban is. No lie, keep it straight like I'm permanent. I'm in the top slot, I'm permanent. Got the cheat code to the game, you just earning it. I'm the best, they suck like hickeys. Hard every ball like the porn star Dick B. I believe it or not, but this ain't Ripley's. Chew you chickens up, put you out like Ripley's. That's cause they got a hand, but they ain't keeping flavor. That's cause they talking it, but they ain't getting paper. Real as it gets, label me is authentic. Queen of queens, the dudes, only time you see a princess. Floss on them hard, I do it without a dentist. Getting every dollar, these other fuckers are senseless. Oh, did I mention, Tosh is the baddest. Miss Tosh, try and stop, but never be average.
Yes, yes, yes. That was that Miss Try and Stop for herself. Boss Boss, what you think about that song?
I was afraid. That's all I'm gonna say.
You were what?
I was afraid. That's all I'm gonna say. Yeah. I'm gonna pass that to blackmail.
I no sound effect.
Okay.
No, you know, because here's my only thing, and one reason why I believe that, especially in the underground, the female artists won't get really the recognition of it, because it's like they run out of shit too quick. Like, you know, a lot of the female rappers, like the most, their song would be the most 2.5 minutes maybe. You know what I'm saying? But the beat was cool. Her lyrics is all right, so I guess overall
it is good.
It's good. But that I can't really say anything more because she didn't give me enough to go on. You know, she didn't give
how
me enough. I don't know why you were afraid, but I just
feel like if I comment, she's gonna come find me, and like she sounds real rough, and you know I'm 100 pounds soaking wet. I don't got time for that. So like, you know, that was a bit much for me. That was a bit like too hardcore for a female, in my opinion. Like I thought she was a nigga.
I see what you mean there. You know, like maybe a little bit softer. You know, because eight out of ten, you know, guys, we really don't want to hear young women talking about selling drugs and shooting another chick in the face and that. You know what I'm saying? Even though we know y'all chicks can get tough too, we're aware of that. We know y'all can get tough, but we don't want to hear that.
Who do you think, Nikki?
I honestly, okay, well, first thing, you definitely don't have to be, you know, all nervous. I don't think she's going to come looking for you just off of a comment, you know what I'm saying? But you definitely are entitled to your opinion and, you know, how you feel about someone's music, because at the end of the day, they're banking on us to listen, you know what I'm saying? She was cool. Like I made the comment on females anyway, battle rap and just being so thuggish. I don't actually like that, but I definitely do want to take this next call. Last 4 digits is ending in 0286. What's up? You're live talking to Nikki Vibes on All Vibes Radio.
We lost them.
Lost them?
Lost them.
All right. Well,
I think you're scaring people now. You know, you be intimidating people calling in now. Is that what it is?
I hope not. Don't be afraid to call me at 347-857-4302 and let me know what you think, because that's what I want you to do. Don't ever be afraid to call me. Definitely, you know, it was okay. It was all right. Going back on the whole jealousy thing too, like, do you feel as though when a female comments on another female's music, do you think that in any way that there's a type of jealousy when they are commenting to another female's music?
Nah, because, see, even if it's a guy coming on a female's music, a guy coming on another guy's music, or a female coming on a guy's music, you know what I'm saying? When artists submit their music to places like All Bars Radio or Pre-Game Radio, or they put it on YouTube and go, tell me what you think. That's them opening the door like, yo, I want to hear Chris. I want to hear what the people are saying, because at the end of the day, guess who's buying the album? Guess who's going to go to the show?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's those people. So if the artist gets that feedback off the rip, and like, oh, yeah, it was cool, but just without such and such. Or, yeah, the beat was hot, but that chick on the vocals was whack. And I tell them what the artist to do is take that feedback, build on the feedback, you know what I'm saying, and come back with some better shit.
I definitely agree.
So I don't think as far like if it's critique, like if it's like straight critiquing, you know what I mean? Pardon me. If it's straight critiquing, then you know, then nah, it's not hating. You know what I'm saying? You ask the person what they think, how they feel. Then if you get it, you can't say it's hate because it's not what you expected. If you wanted somebody to say everything put out is hot, then you hire a yes man.
Mm-hmm. True.
You know, but if you want someone's general opinion, then yeah, you go, yo, how do you feel about this? But now let's not get it twisted. There are some hosts and stuff that are biased, you know. Like, they'll be like, oh, if somebody from their camp put on something, oh yeah, that shit is the hottest shit out, and it could go double wood. You know what I mean? But then say that artist on their camp is beefing with another dude, and of course yeah, dude of loyalty, yeah, you're gonna be like, yeah, your camp is hot. But let's break it down to bread task and raw talent. Because at the end
exactly.
of the day, that's how it got to be looked at. You can't be looked at, oh, he got talent, but right now he beefing with my boy, so his shit is whack. That's hating. You know what I'm saying? You could go, yo, his joint is dope, but you know what I'm saying? I'm rocking with such and such, so I can't really, you know, give him praise. That's not him. That's giving him his due and leaving it alone. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's different ways to do it. So do I think when music being critiqued is a hating? Nah, that's asking someone truly what they think. And if your shit is hot, you really don't have to ask them what you think. You could just send it out. And then people start hollering at you like, yo, I want to get you on such and such. Or, hey, I want you to get on this track with A and B. Or, hey, I want you to come on this radio show.
Definitely, definitely, definitely agree. Boss Vibes, I wanted to ask you, too, from a female's perspective, because when it comes down to females and males, we, of course, a lot of times, we tend, you know, we can't always rap about, you know, fucking other bitches. I mean, if you live their lifestyle, then I guess you can relate to that. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of times some females can't relate, you know, on slinging rocks, because I'm pretty sure, I mean, there's some females that do it and there's some that don't do it. But from a female's perspective, like, what would you want to hear more females rap about, per se?
I'm a fan of Trina, so pretty much, like, anything, like, you know, in the aspect of Trina, of course, like Little Kim, just pretty much
rubbing the tits
confident.
In the clip.
Well, just being confident in what they're rapping about, like, with this past artist, I just wasn't zoned in on it. Like, nothing she said made me zone in and made me think, like, oh, my God, she's going to shoot me in my face. Like, that can't be the first thing that I can think of when I'm listening to music. It's like, yo, this girl won't shoot me in my face. You know, whereas though, like, you know, I think a lot of women, when I'm listening to a female rap, I want to hear about something, like a message. Like, it can be about them rubbing their clit, but if that's what they're going to talk about, they need to team me in. You know, it needs to have something to, then I need to be like, oh, she sounds hot, you know. So that's what I'm listening for when I'm listening to females, right? I'm listening for whatever, this has to sound believable when I'm listening to them. You know, like Little Kim has her own style. It's believable to me. You know, mm-hmm. Trina has her own style. It's believable to me. As long as it's believable and I can relate to a Wes, or it can be talking about clothes, if we can talk about sex, it can be whatever, but I can't relate to a female, like, selling dope. I can't relate to it because that's just not, like, that's not what I'm accustomed to. But I can relate to a female talking about, you know, niggas not being shit, because I can agree with something like that. Or a female saying something like, oh, I like, you know, to rock the hottest gear. I can, you know, relate to something like that. Or even a female talking about other females, I can relate to something like that, you know. But, like, that was just a little too hardcore for me. Like, I just was, you know, for a second I was like, is this a guy or is this a girl? Like, I was just a little confused, you know. And you shouldn't be confused when you're listening to music, in my opinion.
I definitely do agree, and I do, like, Little Kim, you know, to me, you know, because she definitely has her own style, even going out to, like, Foxy Brown and, you know, and everybody else, if you're rapping about things that we can relate to, you're definitely going to gain that audience and that crowd, especially, you know, as far as females, because, yes, I tend to, like, I like to listen to songs that either can relate to what I've gone through, what I've been through, or what I'm going through now, you know, in some type of way to uplift me. And when they're talking about selling drugs with their ride or die nigga, that's something that I can't relate to because I've never done that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know the thrill of it and how you feel once you made all those sales and then, you know, y'all good money, y'all making love on the dough. I really can't relate to that because I've never been in a situation like that. But definitely. What do y'all, I want to know also, too, from everybody else listening as well as my panel, you know, what do you think about just in general music today and what people are talking about? Do you even believe half of the things that these rappers are talking about? Or you don't? Or do you think that a lot of it is from fronting? What you think, Black?
Well, me personally, like, a lot of the rappers like me, I'm starting to listen now to a lot of the new guys. Just off the stuff, because I have to be updated as far as the new mainstream stuff, as far as pregame radio. And even as far as my work with All Bars Radio, I have to at least know some of what's going on. And I actually like Wale. Like, as far as the new dudes right now, Wale is that dude for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because he doesn't talk that, you know, that gangster stuff. Like, you know, he likes the ladies. He likes the girls. He, you know, he does that shit, you know, that has the girls dancing and singing along. You know, he's always giving props to the ladies, you know, Lotus Flower Bomb, Sabotage, the joint he had a couple years ago with Will.i.am. You know what I mean? He's a lover. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, probably, you know, outside of that, if you caught him on the street, yeah, and you could knuckle up and he'll probably knock your ass out. Maybe, I don't know. But what he portrays as far as his music, you know what I'm saying? That's something cool, because that's something even like, you know, I wouldn't even mind little kids, you know, my little niece and stuff listening to, you know what I'm saying? Because it's not like he's a vulgar, he's not saying, I'll shoot your mother in the face, you bitch, you hoe, and, you know what I mean? He's actually putting out some good stuff, so I'm not sure Wale, but as far as some of the other rappers, especially, and I know Angel's about to throw a shoe at me, but them down south rappers, man, some of them, I just can't get with Gucci Mane, Waka Baraka, whatever his name is.
Waka Flocka.
There you go.
And Waka.
You know, I can't get with them. Like it's just like I'll hear their beat for like 5 minutes and then I'm turned off. You know what I'm saying? And it's even starting to sound that way for me for Lil Wayne. Like I used to rock with Lil Wayne back in like 98, 99 when he actually wore baggy jeans and shit. You know. Back then, that's when I rocked with them. Like, I rocked with Jim Jones and Dipset back then when Cam was still mad fat and stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, it's just like, they get lazy. They get this money. Like, oh, all right, I'll go in the booth, make up a couple new words, and make them rhyme, and that's it. There's no substance. Now, as far as them perpetrating or whatever, honestly, we don't know what they're doing. Of course, all of their personal lives are accessible thanks to the Internet and Google. You know, you can see what they're about, and if it's in compare and contrast to what they're rapping. You know what I'm saying? 8 out of 10, nah, they don't live the shit they talking. They homeboy might. They cousin might. They big brother might have. You know? But it's not what they actually experienced. It might have been stuff that they seen or stuff that they heard about or stuff that they got off the movies or stuff that they got off watching The Wire. Shout out to the West Side. And, you know, it could be all of that. But at the same time, you could tell. You know the saying, real recognize real.
Most definitely, definitely.
You know,
I definitely.
So you can tell if the artist is lying or fronting that.
True, I definitely do agree. So with that being said, I would definitely like to hear what type of music one of my followers sent in to me at Shy. And I would like to hear what type of music he has to offer. So can we please get into that that track from at Cheyenne, please, so I can definitely give you my comment. I'm curious to hear if it's from the South or if it's from New York. So let's play that.
Let's see what it is.
And comment. Yeah, let's go. All
yeah.
All right.
Yes, yes, yes. You're tuning into All Barbs Radio with your girl, Nikki Barbs. Me, of course. Ha. Also, you can also find me on Twitter at How's Your Head Game. That's HOWSYAGAME. Well, I'm sorry, head and then game. Yes. But definitely, that was Shy End. And, Boss Rouse, what you think about that song?
I thought it was cool. It definitely had, like, a club-type banger, like, mentality to it. I just want to comment on that little side thing that Black said about the Down South thing and the whole barf-barf ha-ha-ha comment. When I listen to music, I'm listening either to relate or to to laugh. And that's what Down South music is. Like, either you're going to laugh at the shit that they're saying because they're a clown. Like Lil Wayne sometimes says ridiculous shit and it's hilarious to me. Or you're going to relate, you know. But this was definitely cool. I would like to hear more from this artist, you know, and kind of see. Because, like, the backtrack of it was, like, really loud. So I really couldn't hear him. Like, I couldn't hear him. I could hear more of his, like, the beat. So I would like to hear something a little less loud as far as, like, the music part is concerned. So I can hear more of his voice so I can understand what he's saying in his music. What about you, Black?
Me personally, yeah, I dug it. The only thing I could have done without was that at the end,
Yeah.
I could have done without that shit at the end. But other than that, that joint was, that was, you know, it was pretty hard, pretty knocking. I liked it. I definitely did.
All right. Well, I actually liked it too as well. But I definitely want to, before I get into the last song that we have from our, you know, one of my followers, I just want to give a shout out to Greedy Butt. I'm in the chat room now, and I see that she says that shout out to All Barbs, me and Boss Barbs. She's been rocking with us from episode 1 of All Barbs Radio. Much love and success to us. Thank you, Greedy Butt. I'm feeling your name.
Me too.
Thank you. So, yes, last, we only have about, roughly 9 minutes left on All Barbs Radio. So I definitely want to get into our last track. I believe the artist's name, it's hard for me to pronounce, so give me 1 second as I, oh, yes, True Son Ali. It looks so crazy when it's jumbled together. But shout out to True Son Ali. Definitely want to hear what that music is about. I don't know that person personally, so my first time hearing it will be right now, just as well as yours. So, yes, call us up, 347-857-4302. You're rocking with Nikki Barbs on All Barbs Radio and my beautiful, lovely co-host at Angel Love Tweets, Boss Barbs. She's the owner of All Barbs, which is one of the most powerful, positive, influential women's movement that there is out yet. And I definitely want to get into this last track from True Son Ali. So, Engineer, let's go.
Yeah, and the name of this one is called Gotta Get It. And big shout out to Sean, and his track was called Mo Rax. But here we go, True Son Ali on All Bars Radio.
If it ain't perfected, get it corrected. Feel me?
Vinny Idol.
Gotta get it. Post it on the block like 50 grand. I knew that one day I would be the man. When I was young and have a pop, I could depend on. So when I hit the block, all my common sense gone. I was a scholar through the basics. Made it through the trenches. Crashed St. Ives, fought Philly Blunts on park benches. Bullets into the chamber like I was Wu-Tang. Run up on them like, what up, son? That was the new slang. And my crew had to order the way we do things. And you might have a problem cause of my mood swings. What up, nigga? Ain't no bitch in me. Plus my money come quick with a consistency. See, I hold the block down like the pimps and G's. You down with OPP? Yeah, you know me. Heading straight down to 9-5, had juice OT. Ain't no wonder why my mama couldn't get no sleep. But I gotta get it.
Uh-huh.
And that's just the way it goes, man. You know, Mob D said a while ago, you know what I'm saying?
What they say?
Survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I'm definitely surviving. Definitely surviving. And I'm feeling kind of fit. Yo, yo, I'm physically fit. You feel me? Let's go. I gotta get it. Pulling 7 Chevys off the car lot. I'm on top, my name ringing in your shot. Diamonds hit you with a bling, make your jaw drop. X and O to them shorties, if they don't lie. Cause now I'm rocking in a different arena. And my life ain't been the same since Tina. Love and loyalty, I am royalty. All hail the king, this thing about to be over when the fat lady sing. Just listen to the message I bring. And know that it's a hard knock life, man. Hard rock, white. Choose to survive, hit the block all night. Sucker try to front, getting popped all time. But I try to keep a positive outlook. Call me Ocho Single, competition is out shook. Money ain't a thing like you free and Jay-Z. But I'll be damned if I let a bitch nigga play me. I'm off this.
It's going down, man. Big shout out to everybody in the hood, man. You know how I do it. Shout out to the world. Keep your head to the sky, man. Got it. Get it.
All right. Well, that was from True Fun Ali. Thank you, thank you, thank you on that. Really quickly, how y'all feeling about that track?
I like it. I just want to say shout out to him. We will be interviewing him on June the 5th, so I'm eager to hear his story. And shout out to his manager, Mr. Ubi. I like this, so that gives me a little bit more to talk about when I actually get to, you know, talk to him one-on-one on the 5th. So it was cool. What about you, Black?
Right.
Wow.
It's always a good thing.
Like, yo, that sample, that beat, oh, my goodness. And not to take any credit from any of the other artists that came through tonight, but we definitely saved the best for last tonight.
I agree.
Definitely. And shout out to Heavenly 08, one of my best friends. She's actually tuning in with us live now, and she just tweeted me that song was just hot. So definitely shout out to True Son Ali. You're doing the damn thing. You got my followers saying that shit is hot. So I can't wait to actually hear you live on All Bar Radio with the beautiful Boss Vibes interviewing you, because I definitely would like to hear your story more, you know, about your music and where that comes from. So I would just like to thank everyone tonight for listening. Mwah, mwah, mwah. You guys know I love you so much, and this would not even be happening if it wasn't for you guys. So shout out to everybody that sent in their music tonight. You know, Audi Rob, Chusan Ali, J. Jose 427, Trying Stopper, and Mr. Shy. And, like, you guys are all great in your own way. And I just wanted to just thank you so much, and don't stop doing what you're doing. Definitely have my support all the way, and keep sending me music to get played on All Bobby's Radio. I will always. Don't forget, Spoken Word is tomorrow night with Black on Pregame Radio at 11 p.m. So all poets, if you guys have something to share, I want to hear it. We all want to hear it. Also, Brooklyn Black, he holds his pregame radio shows tonight from this segment. He will definitely let me know which person he has his ear out for, so that they can be featured on his show on Fridays and Saturdays as well. Before I get out of here, you are definitely rocking with me, your girl Nikki Barbs. Again, my Twitter name is @HowsYourHeadGame with my always lovely, beautiful, sassy, and classy co-host at Angel Love Tweets, Boss Barbs, and also rocking out with Brooklyn Black. Brooklyn Black on Pregame Radio. And before I get out of here, I just want to let everybody know, be you, be bold. Don't be afraid to dream big, because I'm not. I'm doing it. And Boss Bob, do you have anything to say before we get out?
Yes, this is your girl, Boss Bob. Remember to follow me at Angel Love Tweet with a Z. Remember, beauty is more than face surface, is the way of life. So, ladies, be beautiful, and men embrace their beauty.
And I guess that leaves it for me to say, fellas, don't be a fool, rap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam, protect your clan. Arrive alive, don't drink and drive. Y'all know the rest. And once again, just big shout out to the All Bars Movement. I love y'all ladies, man.
Love you too.
Mwah.
Thank
love
you,
ladies.
Everyone have a good night. What happened,
guys? I was also going to say just one big, big, big shout out once again to True Son Ali. And once again, rest in power to the great Hal Jackson. Gone and never forgotten.
Definitely. So everybody have a good night. This was All Bobs Radio, episode 4. Tune in next week, Tuesday. We have lots of interviews with lots of upcoming guests. And again, for my next Thursday music rotation show, sending out music. Good night.
Have a great night.
Initiating shutdown sequence.